Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. And this Mishnah will begin to take us a little bit off topic here. The first sentence or phrase is actually old news. It says, Ha'ona arba kesef. When it comes to ona, there's four silver coins, meaning four ma'ot per sela. We said that already was, there are 24 ma'os in a sela, therefore it's 4 out of 24. It's a sixth, old news. The point here is, since we're talking about limitations in halacha that are measured by these smallest of the silver coins, the ma'a, so besides for the four ma'ot being the way you'd measure ona with respect to a sela, also have a new din altogether. This is totally unrelated now to anything we've said up to now. It's just a new point that exists elsewhere in halacha, which is there's a din called moda b'miktsas, or the shvua that one takes when he's moda b'miktsas. And that is, if a person, if Reuven claims that Shimon owes him money and Shimon denies it, so then that's kind of game over if no one has any proof. But if Shimon makes a partial admission, he says, I don't owe you $100, but I do owe you $40. So then he made a partial admission called a moda b'miktsas. He's moda b'miktsas, a partial admission. And therefore, he won't have to pay the 60, the other 60. But now the Torah requires him to at least take a shvua to swear that he does not owe that 60. Okay, and the basic premise is that a person who is moda b'miktsas is very likely to be just buying time. He can't admit that he owes as much as he owes, but really he does. So that's the idea. So the question is, what size claims are we talking about that could force a person to make this shvua, swearing regarding the partial admission? So we're going to actually have two different parameters. We have to say how big is the total claim and how big is the hodah, is the admission. Okay, so the Mishnah says v'hodah, as far as the, excuse me, vahataina, and the claim that has to be made regarding the total size of the claim we're talking about here in a motor mixus case that gets off the ground is if it's shteim kesef, it's two silver coins, meaning two ma'os. Okay, now if you run the numbers, a ma'a works out to being 32 prutos. Okay, I don't get the calculations out, but that's the fact. So two ma'os would be 64 prutos. Okay, now besides for the total claim having to be 64, the hoda'ah, the admission, has to be at least shava pruta, at least one pruta. Pruta is the smallest of all the coins. It's a copper coin. Ma'a, smallest of the silver coins. Pruta, smallest of the copper coins. And a pruta is a little tiny coin. The point is that he at least has to admit something worth at least a pruta to be considered to be a partial admission that would force him to take the shvua. Okay? So now, that means, according to how I just explained it, which is how the bartender explained it, which is how Shmuel and the Gemara explains it, the total claim has to be 64 prutos, meaning two ma'os, and he admits to one of the 64, so there's a balance owed of 63. So you could have to take a shvu on the missing 63, and then he'll be free to go. If we have less than a total claim of 64, meaning a 63 residual, or a admission of one pruta, then we wouldn't get off the ground. This doesn't go to Din Torah in terms of the shvu. That's a simple way of learning, but the halacha follows Rav's opinion. Rav's opinion, as the Rambam, etc., the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, is that the portion that's just being denied has to be at least two ma'os. Meaning that if he's admitting to one pruta, that means the total original claim must have been 65 prutos total. So then it's 65 was claimed, one was admitted, and 64 were denied, 64 being the same as two ma'os. So that's how the halacha is. It has to be a denial of two ma'os and an admission of one ma'a, excuse me, of one pruta, in order for the obligation to do modem mixus shvua to kick in. Okay, now, like new paragraph. Now the Mishnah basically goes further off topic. It says, well, speaking of different halachas that apply to limitations in terms of different, you know, denominations of money, we spoke about the ma'a, but now we brought up the topic of pruta in the context of modem mixus. So now the Mishnah says, oh, pruta actually has other applications, a total of five, says the Mishnah. Here they are. It says, when it comes to prutos, chamesh prutos, and there are five areas of halacha the Mishnah speaks about where the threshold is a pruta. What are they? First of all, hahoda shava pruta. The first one is what we just said, which is that you have to at least admit to one pruta to be liable for the modem mixus shvua. Number two is Vahisha Miskadesh Espeshava Pruta. If a person gives a woman money in order to effect Kedushin, you can use Kesef, you can use money that does work. We use a ring today, but the ring's value is what's being given. So what's being given has to be worth at least one Pruta, the smallest of the coins. That's a Beis Hillel Paskin, that's a halacha. Okay? Next you have Vahananem Beshava Pruta Mina Hektish Ma'al, the rule of Me'ila. Me'ila is the misappropriation of Hektish, of consecrated property. So once something belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, either if it's what's called Bedeka Bias, it's just for the value, the Beis Hamikdash's treasure will end up selling the same to get money, or if it's actually Kachim Mizbeach, it's actually like something that's going on the Mizbeach, on the altar itself, it doesn't matter. The point is, once it's been invested in Kedusha, you can't use it for your personal benefit. If you do, and your usage of it is Beshogeg, it's unintentional. So now we've done Me'ila, and there are two consequences. One of the consequences is you have to bring a korban called the Asha Me'ila, so it's a ram, okay, and it's like this special offering you bring. And in addition, you have to return the value of what you misappropriated, adding extra chomesh, 25%. Now the point is, how much benefit do you have to get, or what does this thing have to be worth that you misused and sucked up and used up, or ruined, whatever it is, to be liable to the rules of Me'ila? The answer is, it has to have been at least a Pruta's worth of benefit. So it says here, Hanene b'sheva pruta, if your benefit was worth at least a pruta, mina hektesh, then ma'al, then you've done me'ila. Okay? The third case is v'hamotzi shava pruta chayv l'hachriz. Remember earlier on the Masechta, we had the mitzvah of hashava saveda, returning lost objects. Here our Mishnah is teaching actually an innovation. The other four cases in truth are mentioned elsewhere in Shas, but this is new, which is the pasuk specifies you have to return an object which is asher tovad memenu, a thing that a person lost. So it has to be something that reaches like the threshold of being like a lost item to be obligated in Hachrazav announcing and returning it. So, meaning, if a person loses something which is not consequential, because it's not worth even a pruta, certainly pocket lint, but even if, let's say, a single staple, a person drops a single staple, even if the staple like has his name monographed inside of it, so there's a simon, he can get it back. Staples aren't worth much, right? A person wouldn't bother to pick it up if you drop it on the floor, etc. I mean, for the value of it anyways. So that being the case, it doesn't count as an aveda, and there's no obligation to announce it. If you find it, you can just ignore it, because it's if it's not worth even one pruta. Okay? And for that one chiddush, I guess that's a new din, not found from Shas, we bring these all these five. Okay, the fifth and final one, I think I actually might have miscounted somewhere along the way. Let me just sum up quickly, make sure that's clear. The first, the five, is the modu mixas, a pruta. The second is the kiddushin for a woman. The third is Hektish Me'ila, one pruta. The fourth is the obligation to return a lost object worth at least a pruta. And now the fifth and final one is V'hagozel es chaveru shava pruta v'nishbalo yolichenu achra v'filu l'madai. This is the unique case of the Shvua Sheker, a person. Reuven claims that Shimon owes him money. Okay, it could be for any reason. He lent him the money, he stole his wallet, he found his wallet, he gave him a wallet to watch for safekeeping, he owes him back wages, doesn't matter. In any of these cases where a person is owes money, and then he swears that he doesn't owe the money in Beis Din, however that happens, okay? So he swears, he denies any obligation of the money, and then afterwards he admits that he lied when he was under oath, he swore falsely, and he wanted to tshuva and write what was wrong. So that being the case, even when it comes to a normal situation of, say, gazela, when you steal something, the mitzvah is that you have to heishiv a gazela asher gazal, you have to return the thing that you stole. But there you could make the person come to you or give it to an intermediary and so on to deliver. When it comes to the obligation of righting this wrong, when you lie to the guy after you owed him the money and then you admit you lied under oath, you swore falsely, then you have to personally deliver the whatever you owed. You have to go yourself and deliver it personally. And that means even if the guy's moved on to, you know, to far away, Madai, to Iran, still you got to go all the way there to give it to him. This is the Mishnah back in Bava Kamma, Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, and there was more to say about this, but the brief is what I explained. And therefore the Mishnah says here, Hagoz les chavero shava pruta, if you stole from someone something worth at least a pruta, v'nish below, and then you swore falsely that you didn't owe him that money, and it's not just, like I said, not just stealing, it's any kind of way that you owe him the money, and then you admit it, so then, yolichenu achra v'filu l'madai, then you got to go all the way to give it to him, wherever he is in the world, even far, far away, like Madai, and that's the fifth of the final cases where the pruta is the threshold, meaning that less than a pruta, if you lied about less than a pruta, you would not have to go all the way to Madai to give him back that fraction of a penny.